This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Dead Man's Folly by Agatha Christie. Read by David Suchet. Chapter 1. It was Miss Lemon, Poirot's efficient secretary, who took the telephone call. Laying aside her shorthand notebook, she raised the receiver and said, without emphasis, "Trafalgar 8137. Hercule Poirot leaned back in his upright chair and closed his eyes. His fingers beat a meditative soft tattoo on the edge of the table. In his head he continued to compose the polished periods of the letter he had been dictating. Placing her hand over the receiver, Miss Lemon asked in a low voice, "Will you accept a personal call from Nascombe, Devon?" Poirot frowned. The place meant nothing to him.
"The name of the caller?"
he demanded cautiously. Miss Lemon spoke into the mouthpiece.
"Air raid?"
she asked doubtingly.
"Oh, yes. And what was the last name again?"
Once more she turned to Hercule Poirot.
"Mrs. Harry Adney Oliver."
Hercule Poirot's eyebrows shot up. A memory rose in his mind, windswept grey hair, an eagle profile. He rose and replaced Miss Lemon at the telephone. Hercule Poirot.